Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune to the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. It's going to be a great time in His presence. Let's sing together. Let's follow along in the Word of God. Let's pray. Let's rejoice. Let's praise Him. Let's worship. Let's just do it together. Sing with us now.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Well, I'm excited to be with you today. And I trust that as you look up to the Lord, you'll sense His presence for the next few minutes, and you'll worship Him from the depths of your heart. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't always worship like you do. Well, I don't know that you have to worship just like I do, but the Bible says the true worshipers worship Him in spirit and in truth. So even if your worship is different than mine, just make sure it's in spirit and truth, because that's where the true worshipers worship Him, in spirit and in truth. John 10, chapter 10, verses 3 and 4 is the word of God to begin today's service. He calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Another place the Scripture teaches us, He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Praise the Lord. He knows the way through the wilderness. Let's just follow Him. Hallelujah. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, from page 54 of the Love Supreme hymnal, here's one entitled, I Praise the Lord. Let's just praise Him together while we sing.
My soul was heavy laden, my path was dark and drear. My spirit was so lonely, I had no Savior near. Then Jesus came and found me, He saved my poor lost soul. I met this gentle stranger, and now I am made whole.
I praise the Lord for saving me. He took my place at Calvary. Someday at home, on heaven's shore, I'll praise the Lord forevermore. My steps were growing feeble, my strength was almost gone, my future was so hopeless, I felt so all alone. But Jesus made a difference, His peace abides within. I'm bound for that fair city, eternal joys to win.
I praise the Lord
for saving me. He took my place at Calvary. Someday at home, on heaven's shore, I'll praise the Lord forevermore. My friends began to
wonder just what had taken place. They asked me many questions about this saving grace. I told them of my Jesus and what he'd done for me, about his saving power and how he set me free. I praise the Lord
for saving me.
He took my place
at
Calvary.
Someday at home
on heaven's shore, I'll praise the Lord forevermore.
I praise the Lord
for saving me.
He took my place
at Calvary.
Someday at home
on heaven's shore,
I'll praise the Lord
forevermore.
Well, let's just begin praising him now, so we'll be ready to praise him forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, one song says. Hallelujah. Matthew 1:21 is the precious promise today before we pray. A familiar scripture that we often read at Christmas time, but it's in the Word of God, so it's suitable to be read anytime. And we're going to use it on today's broadcast, Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful Savior? There's not a verse of Scripture written in any other book of any religion that claims to be a holy religion. Of course, we know the truth about that. But nevertheless, no other scriptures of any religion or cult or association or whatever it may be says anything like that about their Savior. Jesus is special. He came to save his people from their sins. We are the only one that has an empty tomb and a resurrected Savior. Let's give him praise for it today. Father, we're thankful that we can praise the Lord. We're thankful today, Lord, for what you do in our hearts and lives. And Lord, we're thankful that we know it's a change has took place. And we're glad, Lord, that others could notice and see that a change has taken place in our lives. We need you today. Father in heaven, we thank you for being such a wonderful Lord and a wonderful Savior. And I just pray today, Lord, you'll speak to hearts. And hey, Lord, surely in an audience this size, somebody needs to be saved. I pray, Lord, you'll speak to each and every heart today. There may be somebody that's grown cold, somebody, Lord, that's kind of drifted away and, you know, just kind of faded in the past. And I just pray, Father, today you'll speak to them and bring them back, Lord, into the limelight, into the victory, into the extent, Lord, where they'll be blessed and want to praise the Lord too. Save the lost, we pray. Reclaim the backsliders. Minister to every need. We thank you for your presence today. We feel here in the studio. And we just pray, Lord, that everyone that's tuned our way today, no matter what time of day, far or near, Lord, I pray they'll sense the presence of God. Lord, ride these airwaves. Ride the internet stream, Lord. Go through the website. Minister, Lord, to every need, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's praise him now. If you prayed, let's praise him.
Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. While I sit
his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Well, not only is that a praise chorus, it's also a prayer asking for the Lord to sweep over our soul. And sometimes I just need him to just do a sweep over my soul. Hallelujah, and I'm glad he's there to do it. I'll give you some contact information before we leave the air, so if you will, be ready to take it down. Again, from the Love Supreme Hymnal, page 18, here's one entitled The Miracle of Grace.
I have a longing down in my heart. I have a longing to see my Savior's face. And when I see him, I know I'll thank him for the miracle of his redeeming grace. I have a longing in my heart for Jesus. I have a longing to see his face. Oh, I love to feel his touch. Nothing means so much as the miracle of his redeeming grace. I have a longing to tell the world that Christ the Savior has left his home above. His free salvation has now been given by the miracle of his transforming love. I have a longing in my heart for Jesus. I have a longing to see his face. Oh, I love to feel his touch. Nothing means so much as the miracle of his redeeming grace. I have a longing to sing his praise. I have a longing to glorify his name. For Jesus saved me and he forgave me. Since that miracle, I've never been the same. I have a longing in my heart for Jesus. I have a longing to see his face. Oh, how I love to feel his touch. Nothing means so much as the miracle of his redeeming grace.
Well, thank you for worshiping with us. Pardon, every once in a while we get our tongue over our eye tooth and we can't see what we're doing. But I'm glad for the goodness of the Lord and the miracle of his redeeming grace. Send any cards, letters, checks, money orders, song, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I have a longing in my heart for Jesus. I have a longing to see his face. Oh, I love to feel his touch. Nothing means so much as the miracle